the hilly country, of course, we have that, it's mostly that white rock, shale, and but in the lowlands, it's especially around Austin and Elgin, they call them blackland forms.
Mm-hmm.
The soil's real black.
What's it like? What's the soil like?
Well, it produces better. However, some sandy land holds the water, and black soil doesn't always hold the water like it does. But it's very productive, and but when there's too much water, it gets waxy, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to walk in it.
Oh, that sounds like it's the same stuff that we have in Dallas, and that stuff is so strong, you know, that when it expands and contracts with water, it'll crack a house foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so strong.
Mm-hmm.
When we put in our garden, in our backyard, we had to go in and dump sand because the stuff, I mean, you couldn't plow it. There's no way to plow
it. I know, it just gets awful waxy.
Ugh, horrible stuff. What do you call a kind of soil that would be part clay and part sand? That would be nice, kind of in-between sort of soil. What would you call that?
That's the
okay. If you have some land with water standing on it all the time and you want to get that water off, you might run a pipe in there and do what with that water?
Irrigate.
Well, you want to get the water off. You want to get it away.
I don't know, unless you just siphon it off.
Okay. If you boil vegetables in a pan, you know, with some water, what do you have to do with the vegetables before you serve them?
The vegetables, what?
What do you have to do with these boiled vegetables before you can serve them? You boil them in some water, now they're
sitting. Until they soft.
Okay.
Or tender.
Then what do you do?
Then you drain the water off.
Okay. If you were going to siphon or drain some water off from some land, and you didn't have a pipe, you might dig
a ditch.
Okay.
Or a tunnel.
Okay. What's the difference between a ditch and a tunnel?
Well, I just think a tunnel would be larger.
Okay.
Than a ditch.
Okay. Are they both open to the air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is a canal?
A what?
A canal? What's a canal?
Well, it's man-made
to
irrigate ordinarily.
Okay. What's the difference between a ditch and a canal? Or are they the same thing?
Well, a canal always has water run through it, but a ditch doesn't unless it's raining or something.
Okay. What would you call a real deep and narrow kind of valley that was just cut by running water? Sometimes it's dry.
A valley, you say?
Well, it's, you know, I say valley, but I don't really mean a valley. It's small. Like it might only be 3 feet across and be deep, like 3 feet deep or something.
I don't know. It wouldn't be a creek or something like that.
Well, it'd be something like you might find around a creek when the water drains into the creek if it rains, but then, you know,